What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Pretty nice number posted yesterday for Give 716. Did you happen to notice, Marty, that in the grand total, right smack in the middle of it, there was a beautiful 43?
I did not notice that.
$1.443 million.
I usually, I'm a numbers person, right? As soon as something flashes,
happening?
I did not see the, I focus on the 1.4. That's what I focused on. And then I, what's another 43,000, right? Well, it's my number, darn it. Should have known. So what a day. What a fantastic day. When we were done at 1 p.m. at KeyBank Center, at KeyBank on Sheridan Drive, yeah. We were already like in the what?
900,000.
And then I wanted to see, and look, I forgot to check in at 2 p.m. I wanted to see if we raised more money between the 12 and 1 o'clock hour on our show, mm-hmm. or if When Bills Live with Bronny and Tasker raised more money between 1 and 2. I wanted to compare. I wanted to compete, but I forgot to check at 2 o'clock.
They're on for 2 hours. It's not even fair. They're obviously going to get
twice. I was going to compare our first hour to their first hour. That's what
But everyone knows they're not done after the first hour.
It's a tie. It's a tie because I did not follow through. So I'm going to keep it a tie.
Well, because of your imminent departure from...
There's also Coletta in there because there's 36. There's 89 Tuck. There's 44 Zetnik. Like, you can use all the numbers and combine them. So there's a lot of numbers reference in there.
Well, after you left our on-location setup at KeyBank, a gentleman named Mike popped his head in the door through the doors and quickly said to me, "So, is he staying or going?"
That was talking about Bo Byram?
About Bo Byram.
Yeah, okay. I thought you meant me. He was like, "No,
well, he was then immediately disappointed to learn that you had already left. So I had to calm him on that front.
Yes.
He was incredibly gracious with his compliments for the show, but he was really in tune with this Byram discussion point. And I think this is interesting. Like, we've been talking about him for so long.
Yeah.
And this is not completely unusual, obviously. But it's a little different than a lot of your going into the offseason type situations, what's the next contract going to look like for this player? Simply because from the general manager standpoint, it was very wide open. Kevin Adams said, basically, if the right deal is there to improve our team, then we could see us making this deal. If we retain Bo, great. Like, we like our defense with Bo Byram in it. So I don't think it's always like that. Normally, like, you just look at your list of free agents and you just go boom, 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 boom. You expect. But yes. I think it has become, like Mike validated yesterday, a real talking point that even with the two-year deal done, people are genuinely wondering, like, is Bo still going to be here when this season starts?
Well, my first thought is absolutely 100%. Mm-hmm. And the reason is, look, Bo Byram's a really good player. Bo Byram could be a key to your success, a big key to your success, playing along Rasmus Dahlin for the next couple of years, and maybe more. Look, I know everybody's saying it's 2 years, it's walking him to free agency. What's to say July 1 next year, Bo Byram, and after the Sabres hopefully make the playoffs and get on a run, and he's like, you know what? Playing with Rasmus Dahlin for the next 6 years is what I want to do, and it's going to be great, and we're successful. Boom, July 1, announce an extension on Bo Byram, and then it's like, who? Like, many, many, many things can happen. Mm-hmm. But if I had to bet the farm on will Bo Byram be in the lineup game one or on the roster, because you never know what could happen in training camp, hopefully nothing injury-wise, but on the roster, game one of the regular season, when the Sabres host the New York Rangers on October 9th at 7 p.m. on MSG and WGR, like 100%, 100%, I would say Bo Byram would be there. Could that change? It could always change. And I know people are going to dissect this whole thing, Duffer, and say, well, when the GM says, if we have a good offer, we're going to trade him, that makes it lukewarm. You may not like the guy so much. How about it's honesty? It's honesty that, look, if somebody comes in with a really good offer, we'll look at it. Most times GMs lie. They say, hey, that guy is not going to be traded. 2 weeks later, that guy is packing his bags and is getting traded. Or the coach is not going anywhere. 3 days later, the coach is getting fired. This was honest. This was honest, and we like Bo. We're prepared to match any offer. And if somebody gives us a trade offer that's interesting, we'll listen to it. But at the end of the day, this was, we got him signed to a two-year deal. We think he's playing, well, we, you know, people on the outside think he'll play with Rasmus Dahlin, and that will be your top pair. And that will be a part of fixing how you gave up too many goals in that last year. Plain and simple. So, I don't know. I mean, should I say or should I go to clash? Like, I think we could play that game with a lot of players moving forward. There's a lot of guys that are going to be RFAs, UFA next year. Are they going? Are they staying? There's a lot of
Well, not a
guys.
Lot of Sabres.
Huh?
Not a lot of Sabres fall into that category.
No, but there's a lot of guys around the league, right? That we could just speculate on. Should they stay? Should they go? Would they go? Look, Toronto did that song and dance with Marner all year last year. Well, he ended up leaving. Well, that happens. But I think right now, for the start of the season, Bo Byram is definitely here, in my opinion. Unless there was an offer that blew the Sabres right out of the water, I don't see it happening.
What else happened after our show ended yesterday?
Release the schedule. The releasing of the schedule. Oh, by the way, Rob Ray did a really good job. And I know it's not NFL where you can't do the schedule release video and go over all 17 games. There's 82 games in the NHL. You're not going all over, but you can pick some and have some fun with it. And I thought that the whole wing set up, the pictures and the video, I thought it was great. I didn't get a chance to watch all of the teams because a lot of teams did their, you know, schedule release videos. I did not understand the Calgary Flames Rambo with Lomberg, you know, in the swamp and all of that. I didn't get it. Like, it was weird. I love the LA Kings one. I don't know. Go Google the LA Kings one if you haven't seen it. Basically, guys that don't know hockey at all that are, like, asking an old computer kind of version of AI to come up with a schedule, and they have some really funny little bits in there. Like, the first time the computer says, all 82 games should be played against the Anaheim Ducks for maximum success. Like, that's a great shot at the Ducks that are down the road. Like, I thought it was really good. So, but I think the Sabres did a fantastic job. I'll say fantastic, a great job with Razor and the Wings and doing a few tidbits of the schedule.
What about the schedule itself?
Okay, so that took me up until today. Like, I wrote the schedule down yesterday in my calendar, and I think there's 3 days that the Sabres and the Bills play on the same day. Out of the 17 games that the Bills play, there's three.
Two. So was that the first thing you looked for?
That is actually, yeah, because that usually means that you and I are going on the road for those.
Not always.
Well, one of them is a home game, so we're not, but there's two in December. There is a Seattle game, and I think it's a Devils game, back-to-back Sunday in December, that looks like we may be going on the road, which we may be going to Seattle, which I've never been, and I would love to see what it's like over there. So I was excited about that. Maybe the Marty and Duffer show will be going to Seattle on the road and check it out. I put it on my calendar. That's great. But then the first thing that stood out to me is the start of the season, right? Like, 7 of the first 10 games are at home. 10 of the first 14 games are at home. Like, that is an opportunity to give yourself a really, really good start. Mm-hmm. Now, will the start make your season? If you go, I don't know, in the first 14, you go 9-5, let's just say, right? With 10 of those games at home. Does that make your season? Absolutely not. But if you go 5-9, I hate to say it, but the vibes are not going to be really good if 10 of the first 14 games at home to start the season and you go 5-9. So to me, that was the first thing I looked at, is the way that the season opens and the month of October, especially leaking into the first week of November, where 10 of the first 14 games are at KeyBank Center.
Mm-hmm. What about the opposite of that? When they go road heavy,
December.
Yeah,
that's
one,
like,
of them.
Usually where there's been some struggle in the schedule, right? Remember, like, a few years back, you're almost first in the league in November, and then December came and it tumbled. Like, December is daunting.
Well, you're never going to get me to bite on that anymore, because I really don't care about home or away games. Like, I don't. It doesn't. You play the games. There's 82 of them this year for one last time. Here's my take, since you didn't ask. Here's my immediate take.
Well, I wasn't done, but I'll ask you right there.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to go to the end of the season just yet. So I want your take on, like, maybe the start of the year, or what was first sticking out when you looked at it.
First thing that stood out was there were 2 afternoon games in week 2 of the season. 12:30 on a Monday, 1 p.m. on a Saturday. Yes. After that, not a lot of afternoon games. So I will cherish and hold dear week 2 of the NHL season, because afternoon games appeal to me.
I do love afternoon games as well. You, like, have a different feeling in the arena. And look, I think there's 4 home games that are like 12:30 or 1 o'clock this season. Out of 41, I can't say that that's a big drop off from the past years, because I don't remember how many we had last year, the year before. But I also think it's a little bit less. Usually we'd have probably 6 or 7, maybe 6. So go from 6 to 4 is not that bad, but it's a little bit less than it used to be.
We don't have to talk about the Mammoth again after November 12th. New Year's Eve in Dallas seems like an unfortunate tradition in the making, because that's 2 years in a row now that they're going to be in Dallas on New Year's Eve at a less than friendly start time for Buffalo. So why? Anyway, that's my question there. And
doesn't give us much time to get out of the studio and be able to catch the fireworks.
It's not like you go out with us anymore anyway. So let's be real. January.
Where did you go last year?
Nowhere, because everybody went their separate ways.
I went home too.
Team bonding, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, we're bonding this year.
Yeah. January was nice.
We're all going to producer Jeff's house, by the way. He just said it was his fault last year, so he's all inviting us to his house for New Year's Eve.
Well, that seems forced, on my opinion. So sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to make you feel that way. January 17th, 19th, and 24th, we have 3 afternoon games in a 5-game stretch. So I'm excited about that as well.
Yes, I like that as well. So we're into January, but you know what? Like I mentioned, December seems daunting. Like for me, when I was playing, I looked at the schedule and I looked at road trips, right? When do we go on the West Coast? Mm-hmm. Like, when do we go into Florida? You know, when is it going to be? Because there's always a time where you go on the road for 10 days or more. December 2nd, the Sabres are going to leave to go to Philly and play there on the 3rd. So they leave on December 2nd. They don't come back to Buffalo until probably December 15th, mm-hmm. the day after they play Seattle. So they're going to leave on a Tuesday and come back on a Monday, almost 2 weeks later. That's a two-week road trip in December. And you play six games in that 2 weeks. That's why, like, I don't mind the road and the home and all of that. When you look at it, you play 41 at home, 41 on the road. Everybody does the same. But when you have six games in a two-week span and you're not coming home at all in that, I think it gets tiring a little bit towards the end. So that's one thing, like as a former player, I'm like, ooh, like going from Philly to Winnipeg, to Calgary, to Edmonton, to Vancouver, Seattle, and then coming back home. Like, I feel like that's got a little bit of a heavier feel on my shoulders looking at it.
Well, and it's only one back-to-back in there. It's not that cumbersome in my opinion,
which is true. And depending on the team, some teams like to stay overnight so they don't travel right after the game. You don't go to bed at 2:30 in the morning. You go to bed, you get up the next day. Maybe you fly out to the next city. Maybe you practice in where you are and then fly out to the city so you have the evening. So there's ways to change it up, change the routine, right? So maybe between Winnipeg and Calgary, you do it one way. And then you have some time after Vancouver, stay around in Vancouver a couple of days, go to Seattle early. Like, there's a way to get it done. But I feel like that's a little bit longer than what I've seen. Look, the West Coast teams do that all the time. Like, how many times have we had a team come into Buffalo, LA, or Anaheim, or Vancouver, and they're like, we're in game five of a 7-game, you know, 16 days long road trip. And they do that often. This is a little bit different being in Buffalo. We don't usually get those 2 weeks long road trip.
What did you think of the schedule from a compression or lack thereof standpoint based on the Olympic break? They don't have like an astronomical surge in back-to-back games, which of course has been a talking point the last couple of years. The hope was last year they were going to turn it around in the back-to-back situations, and that didn't happen. But it's not like they have a crazy number of back-to-backs this year. Are you surprised by that based on the three-week break in February?
I'm surprised by that. But one of the first things that, you know, when I printed my schedule, like the full schedule, the calendar, right, put it on the fridge, I was surprised by the amount of Wednesday night games that we had this year. And I think that's the way the league...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Has added potentially, and I haven't looked at all the team's schedule, but you know, on Wednesday, there was always only two games, maybe three, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't a Wednesday night type of league. It was Tuesday, 12 games, 13 games. Thursday, 14 games. Saturday, 15 games. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I feel like the Sabres are playing more on Wednesdays, especially early in the year. Two in October, three in November, one early December. And I think that's the way for the league to lighten up the back-to-backs. And then you play on Wednesdays. So instead of playing Tuesday, maybe Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, Tuesday, or you don't play on Tuesday, you do a Wednesday, you add a game in there. So I feel like it has added a midweek flavor this year that it was never there so much for the NHL and the Sabres.
Mm. Well, any thoughts on just the break in general and what it means coming out in March and the sprint to the finish, which, you know, is February 25th, I guess, onward?
February 25th, you start with three road games. You go Jersey and then a trip back-to-back down in Florida. After that, starting in March 1st, I feel like the schedule sets up very nicely for the Sabres to make that final push with the home games. Again, in the end of the season, you get 7 home, 4 away in the last 11 games. So it's 2-1, right? Like 2-1 ratio. I think it sets you up well. The start of the season sets you up well to play well at home and build, you know, maybe a winning record. And then the end of the season with 7 of the last 11 games being at home, I feel like it sets you up really well also. That's all good and dandy when you look at it on papers. You got to do it, you know, in that time. Mm-hmm. You got to take advantage of your home games. You got to be a good home team. But that doesn't mean you can't be a good road team, because at the end of the day, December may be the month that's going to make or break your season, really, by being a good overall team and playing well on the road. So, but it sets up nicely. I think if that's the year, look, it's been 14 years without playoffs. If that's the year and the Sabres are in a chase or in a playoff spot, and you get the crowd really buying into it, and 7 of the last 11 games are at home and the building is full, and I think it could be a fun spring. Now, the other side of the coin could be, those last 7 home games may not be so much fun, but I'm really hoping that it's in a position where the last 7 home games, the building is full, it's going nuts, it's pushing the team to get in or stay in a playoff spot, and we get some really fun spring hockey coming up.
It doesn't change one year to the next. You play all of the opponents.
Yes.
It never changes. Dare I ask if you are concerned, excited, interested in any particular matchup?
No, I have not broken it down, because this is the last year.
Good. This makes two of us.
This is the last year with an imbalanced schedule. And what I mean by imbalanced schedule is there's teams in your division that you play 3 times, teams you play 4 times. I have no idea who the Sabres play 3 times in their division and 4 this year, because I don't care. Right. Now, I do like a home and home, a Friday home in October and a Saturday road in Toronto early on. Get that buzz early on, that matchup. That's one thing that stood out to me. Toronto, home and home, early October, well, late October, but early in the season. I love that. But I don't care if we play Montreal 4 times or 3 times. I don't care if we play Boston and Ottawa 4 times or 3 times. Mm-hmm. We're going to play every team. I haven't really looked at who do we play down the stretch to say, could we be in a playoff battle with the Ottawa Senators? Do we have them in the last 10 games? I haven't, because we're going to play them at some point, right? We're going to go. Although that LA Kings video was funny. They're like, when do we want to play the Vegas Golden Knights? Oh, definitely late in the season, because half their team will be on long-term injured reserve by that point. It's an easy game. Like, there were some really good, fun things like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not looking at the schedule that way this year. That's not what crosses my mind. What crosses my mind is, can you get off to a strong start? And the schedule is, there's no excuse, right? There's no like, 10 of our first 14 games are on the road. It's going to be a tough start. And, you know, maybe we're not going to be in the best position at the start of the season. No, no excuse. Get it done. It's right there for you.
You want a random observation on my part? The last game before the Christmas break is December 23rd in Ottawa.
Yes.
So 25 years ago, when I used to work in Ottawa on the Sens radio, we also had a December 23rd game in Ottawa. And when I came out after the post-game show, my truck was like smashed in on the front corner. Somebody had like demoed it in the parking lot. And so I'm trudging home with a messed up vehicle on the night before Christmas Eve going, this is fine.
This is fine. It's all going to be good.
Yeah.
Santa will bring me a new one tomorrow.
No note was left. Oh.
Well, okay. So if you want to look at it this way, I kind of like that the Sabres are going to be home right after Christmas, right? They play one game and then they leave for the New Year's Eve trip or whatnot. But on the flip side of that, after the bye week, Olympic break, all of that, you're on the road. So, you know, you come back to Buffalo for a couple of days of practice, pack it up and go on the road again. But I do like that Boston game on December 27th. And that, well, not an afternoon game, a Saturday night game, but I think that's going to be a fun one.
Did you say Boston on December 27th?
Yes.
That's Boston with Casey Mittelstadt.
Yes.
Henry
Yokiaru. No,
but that was the whole time period when Casey, went ahead of time. I wonder if he'll be here early for that one.
I don't know, but I'll say this. Casey, just maybe stay in Boston or stay in the Northeast and don't go to Minnesota for the Christmas break.
Well, the whole schedule is out with creative influence behind it in its presentation. It's unveiling yesterday. You can find that sabres.com and Sabres Social. It is a Thursday. We have Shayna Goldman coming up. We do have a show tomorrow, but yes, Shayna is on today. So that's straight ahead here on Sabres Live. And I've been mentioning this for a little bit. We are only a few days away from the end of this. So strong encouragement now to bid on game-worn jerseys from this past 24-25 season. You can take home a piece of the action by going to sabres.com/auction. The auction will close on July 20th at 9 p.m. Shayna Goldman from The Athletic is straight ahead on Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.